So we open with Tim Smith, who is the genius behind the Eden Project in Cornwall. And there's a really strong Stoke-on-Trent Cornwall connection. Obviously, a lot of the clay we use in our factory and factories around the city has come out of a hole in the ground near St Austell. And that's where the Eden Project is. And it's in a hole in the ground that was left by clay extraction. And the work that Tim Smith has done at Eden and at the Lost Gardens of Heligan has been instrumental in the regeneration of Cornwall. And that area of Cornwall, which was very deprived, and, you know, it's great to go on holiday, but local people who lived there had their struggles and economically. And we know that feeling here in Stoke-on-Trent. So him and Emma are good friends, actually, and they're going to talk a lot about the role regeneration and culture and arts and visitor attractions can have in rebuilding an area. So that's a really fantastic opening for the festival for us. And then we follow with John Grindrod, who's going to do a talk about the Greenbelt and what it means to us and what those things are and why they're important. And Stoke-on-Trent's Greenbelt's phenomenally important. Then we've got a new addition to the programme, Tristram Hunt, who sadly left the city a few weeks ago, not for him, but for us, to take up an amazing post as the director of the Victoria and Albert Museum. And we're really grateful that, despite him now being in South Kensington, he is still a trustee of the Literary Festival. So Tristram's coming back and he's going to do a brilliant talk, The Secrets of the V&A from Stoke-on-Trent to South Kensington. His kind of first 100 days in the role type thing. Then it's poetry. Poetry is a really core thing we've always had running through the festival. One goes down really well, it's really popular. So we'll have our poetry panel. It's called Out of Staffordshire. We had Stoke-on-Trent poetry session last year. It's a bit broader this year, and it's with the Staffordshire poet laureate Bert Flitcroft and Isabel Horsley, who's a young poet laureate for Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. And we're talking about poems inspired by our county. Then we follow that with Lloyd Grossman, who's not talking about sources. Everyone asks me this. Is he talking about sources? No. Lloyd is actually a huge champion of arts and heritage. He's been the president of the Museums and Galleries Association, National Parks, all sorts of things. Royal Park Society, sorry. So Lloyd's asked us to pose a question: what's the use of heritage in a post-truth world? And in a city that is overflowing with heritage and culture, and in the City of Culture bid year, I think it's going to pose some really interesting questions about what that can help us to achieve. And we close on our opening night with Alexander Armstrong. I'm afraid we haven't got a seat in the house left for this. It's been our most popular event. Alexander is coming to talk about Pointless, to talk about his exploration of the tunnels of Rome and also his singing career. He's got an amazing voice, so he will be singing with Matthew Rice, accompanying him on piano. He's a brilliant pianist, so that's going to be a riot of an evening. Really looking forward to that.
From the world capital of ceramics, this is Cross Rhythm City 101.8 FM.